It's Friday, the 30th of August, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Namibia blocked a vessel suspected of carrying weapons for Israel from docking at the Walvis Bay port on the 18th of August. Justice Minister Yvonne Dausib has informed Future Media News that the decision was made to avoid complicity in any harm to Palestinians in Gaza. South Africa is meanwhile preparing a 500-page submission for the International Court of Justice regarding the Hamas-Israel conflict to prove the genocide reality in Gaza. President Cyril Ramaphosa said the case will include witness testimonies.
There are a number of options that are under consideration. Funding for service delivery remains under pressure for us. In light of these realities, the most appropriate policy path is to use any additional resources to reduce the debt burden that our country carries.
The Ministry of Industrialization and Trade, along with the U.S. African Development Foundation, have launched the Market Access Support Program. Ministry spokesperson Elia Mukubonda.
A five-year partnership aimed at boosting the competitiveness of small and medium-sized enterprises throughout Namibia, with a particular emphasis on empowering women and youth. The first grants of the cooperation were signed at the end of the ceremony, signaling the start of a transformative project.
African vaccine manufacturers are preparing to make mpox vaccines as a lethal outbreak of the disease spreads across the continent. BioVac Institute, a South African vaccine maker, is able to produce the shots and is waiting for more intimate discussions with companies like Bavarian Nordic, one of a few companies with an approved mpox dose. And hundreds of thousands of dead fish have blanketed a Greek tourist port, leaving authorities scrambling to clean it up. Sky News reports that the disaster is the latest impact of extreme weather linked to climate change. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.